According to some measures, the third Monday of January is supposed to be the most depressing day of the year. So welcome to that particular day. I think we run on a slightly different ethic and schedule to most of the working world, but brings to mind that we can experience dark and depressive, heavy states of mind, intense emotions of various kinds. And when we speak of getting to know the conditioning of this life, all the different pieces that come together to make these thoughts, these feelings, these perceptions, these inclinations, some things quite easy to recognize and let go of. Other things are so deeply embedded we don't even know that they are things. It's just the way the world is in a completely obvious and ordinary, familiar way. As the practice of Dhamma deepens and strengthens, and we slowly get to notice, get to recognize some of these deeply ingrained habits, these powerful influences upon perception, upon attitude, why the mind gets excited by certain things, or worried by certain things, irritated by certain things, wants to hold on to particular beliefs or is very threatened by other beliefs or opinions, presence of different people, different things. So this kind of emotional reactivity, emotional conditioning, is also something that can be directly explored, investigated. If there's a particular area of your experience that has that kind of quality, the mind always gets upset, gets irritated, or gets worried, anxious, afraid. Things that we automatically give value to, something exciting and good, or something dangerous and bad. Whatever it might be. Attachment to another person, whether positive attachment, trying to hold on to them, be near them, fear of losing them, or attachment in terms of aversion, conflict, negative feelings are just as much an attachment as positive ones. Now we can look at these particular areas if there's things that come up in our practice. We see over and over again the mind inclines in that direction, reacts in that direction. We can use the process of meditation to investigate, to explore. So whether it's a particular event in your past or a particular feeling you have at the moment or a fear about the future, whatever it might be, if there's something that you've noticed that is not understood or has got power over the mind, we can consciously bring attention to that. The way that Lumpur Sumedho would recommend this kind of exploration is to bring the mind to as much stillness, quietness, as is possible. Just letting the attention be focused in the present, letting the heart be empty, still, peaceful as possible. Then into that open space of the heart, we deliberately, consciously invite the memory of some conflict, some regret that we have, something that we've done that is unskillful, hurtful, or the person that we're in love with, or person that we're launching a vendetta against, whatever it might be. Into that open space of the heart, consciously bring to mind that event or that person, that experience. And we don't need to tell our whole story. We know the story already. We know about him or her. We know about that habit, that event. We know all the details of that fear already. So we don't need much text, just consciously inviting the presence of that person, that event, that habit. Invite that in, drop that into the space of the open heart. So there's an invitation. We're inviting that emotional reaction to take place. So when we do this, we bring that person's name to mind, or that event, that date, that particular feeling is triggered. The challenge then is to take the attention off the story, off the person, off the thing that you have been doing, the terrible mistake you made back then, the worry about the future. Take the attention off the story and bring it into the body. Feel in the body where it is that that rage or that regret or that jealousy, that fear, that fascination, where does it sit? Is it a tightness in your jaw? Is it a heat through your chest? Is it a tightening in the throat? Vibration in your hands? A steel bar across your shoulders? A knot in your belly? Whatever it might be, different emotions take different shapes for everybody. So once that emotional reaction has been triggered, love, hate, fear, longing, regret, jealousy, find it in the body. There's always some kind of somatic attribute for every emotion. There's a body feeling that goes with every emotion. So explore. Where is that felt? If it's a knot in the belly or like a steel bar across your shoulders, bring attention to that with no commentary about whether it should be there or shouldn't be there. Just know this is the feeling of rage, indignation. It feels like this. And this is the trickiest part, because the mind will tend to want to keep going back to the story. Yeah, but he shouldn't have said that. And what I really should have done is X, Y, Z. Patiently keep withdrawing the attention from the story making, justifying, commentating. Come back to the feeling. How does it feel? Fear. Excitement. Fascination, resentment. How does it feel? What's the physical sensation of it? Where is it? So in this process, what we're doing is cultivating the attitude of a radical acceptance, a loving kindness for those very feelings. That heat in the body, that tightening of the jaw, rigidity in the spine or in your across your shoulders, your neck. Feel it. Know it. It's a sensation. And it's just a sensation. I spent many years exploring fear in this way, triggering a fear reaction, an anxiety reaction. I'd find it would be like a knot of tension down in the abdomen, in the belly, a tight knot. And then when I would bring attention to that, just feel it. What was surprising is just knowing that sensation, it's not that bad. It's not even as uncomfortable as a stone in your shoe or having an eyelash in your eye or a toothache. It's just mildly unpleasant, a bit stiff and tense. Nothing too burdensome, nothing too painful. Not pleasant, but nothing unbearable. When the physical sensation alone is appreciated. So if we stay with the physical sensation and open the heart to that, just this feeling of heat or stiffness, breathlessness, tension, feel it, know it. Accept it as fully as possible, not trying to make the mind like it. You can't like the unlikable, but to open the heart to it, to know, here it is. In this moment, there's this feeling of heat or vibration. There's this tightening of the throat. It's like this. It's not good, not bad, it's just this present experience. When the mind gets caught up in thinking about it and retelling the stories, then it can seem unbearable or something that needs to be escaped from, got rid of. But if the attention stoically, steadily, just stays with the physical quality, the Vedana alone, it's very simple. It's like a monosyllabic language. Just, ow, or hmm, oh, here it is. Very simple, very straightforward, non-personal. This is the feeling of weight, heat, tension, tightness. That's all. No big thing. So sometimes it takes just a second or two to trigger an emotion, but then it can take a long time to really open the heart to the physical quality of it and to fully accept it. But if we do this, if we genuinely open the heart to that feeling for a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, consciously exploring, receiving, knowing that physical sensation, then after that time, consciously let go. Use the quality of the out-breath as a way of releasing, relaxing. Letting that emotion fade. If it's strong in the system, it can take half an hour, 20 minutes before it fades out and comes to its natural conclusion. But even if it takes a long time, stay with it. Just know the feeling. Let it fade. Let the out-breath carry it away. Until after a time, it's reached its own natural conclusion and it comes to an end. And the heart returns to the same spacious, open, attentive quality that we began with. So in this process, we've gone full circle. And that spacious, open, alert quality of the heart, we've dropped in a seed, the particular blossom of that emotion has sprung up, flowered, it's been known, received, lived its life, fades out, passes away. Te sang upasamo sukho, and in its passing there is peace. So we watch the whole cycle of how that emotional reaction takes shape, how it's born, how it lives, how it dies. When we take away the personalizing story-making, it's extraordinarily simple. This is how anger works. This is how regret works. This is how self-hatred works. This is how being in love works. This is how fear works. It's just like this. Love, fear, hate, resentment, jealousy, excitement, fascination, regret, many different flowers in the garden. They get born, they rise up, they do their thing, they fade away. It's not personal. These are just natural cycles, patterns of nature arising, taking shape, dissolving in a completely organic, ordinary, natural way. When we have been able to fully accept the physical sensation that goes with an emotion, then to some degree we've accepted where it's come from. We have accepted that regrettable thing that we did in the past. We've accepted that fascination that we have with someone, or that bitter resentment we have towards someone. Not that we justify it or say that it's beautiful or we like it, but here it is. It's part of nature. It's being seen with the eye of Dhamma rather than the eye of the ego, self-view. So this is a very powerful and helpful way to explore emotions of depression, sadness, excitement, fear, aversion, jealousy, regret, longing. Seeing the intrinsic, transient, empty nature, not pushing them away through aversion and the desire to get rid of, but just seeing what they already are. Reactive patterns conditioned into this particular mindset, this particular stream of conditioning we call ourselves, our life. And when these patterns are followed through to their end, feel that spaciousness. Having arisen, then they pass away. What remains is peacefulness every time. When the grasping stops, what's here is peacefulness every time.